With 8 consecutive wins for the Cam Cougars, they might as well be called the Cam Victors as they continue to come out on top of teams as of late. That is due to their aggressive defense and offense that has helped to achieve this level of success.
Well, you know, I think it starts on the defensive end. I think we've improved our press, create more turnovers, and that leads us to some transition offense, which, you know, is kind of our strength of our team right now. So I think that's kind of been the biggest thing. And then, I think also, too, another thing that's been good is we've been a little bit more aggressive on the offensive end. We're not settling, for the first good shot. We'll find it. We're trying to find that great shot. And I think that's helping us, too.
In last week's IGH SAU rankings, the Cougars ranked number 9 overall, continuing their spot from the week prior. Head coach Joe Woolham said that this ranking doesn't mean as much to him, but rather wants his girls to focus on what's ahead.
Well, you know, I don't think the rankings are a huge deal necessarily until pairings come out, because I think, you know, they use the rankings to pair you for postseason play. So right now, you know, it doesn't mean a lot. It's can we keep there or keep improving our ranking, you know, for the next few weeks till, you know, pairings come out and go from there. But, you know, it's nice to be ranked, don't get me wrong, and it's my girls have earned that, right, through how they've played. But, you know, it's not necessarily a huge deal, but, you know, I'm sure the girls see it and talk about it, but, you know, not in front of me, and it's not something we dwell on very often.
The Cam Cougars are led in scoring by 4 seniors, Eva Stevenson, Kiara Nichols, Meredith Rich, and Carly Dennis, who have all not only impacted this season, but also the future of Cam basketball.
Yeah, exactly right. This senior class, number one, is big in numbers. I think we have 7 total seniors out this year. But it's been a class where, you know, 3 of these girls have been started since they were freshmen. I know they looked up to, you know, the state tournament team we had back in 2019. I know they looked up to those girls. And now, hopefully, like you said, the future, you know, elementary kids up to junior high kids are looking up to these girls and how they play the game. And like you said, they're going to leave a legacy of what Cam basketball is in the future.
On Tuesday, the Cougars are looking to take on the number 10 Woodbine Tigers in a rematch from earlier this season. Last time out, Cam won 49-41, which helped to lead them on their winning streak. If they can stop Woodbine's leading scorer, Charlie Pryor, who averages 18.8 and 5.5 assists per game, then the outcome will be similar.
But, you know, can we slow down Charlie Pryor? You know, she's one of the best players in Southwest Iowa. You know, one of the best players in our conference. You know, we can't let her go off. They're also skilled. The Newton girl is very skilled. Hofer girl, they got a lot of girls that can score the basketball. We got to play great defense tomorrow night to have a chance. And then, you know, they're going to play their typical man-to-man defense. And can we execute on the offensive end and get some great shots?
With the postponement of Monday's game against ACGC due to the bitter cold, the Cougars have not had a lot of time to practice out on the floor or even playing games. This has not only affected Cam, but all teams across the state of Iowa.
Well, you know, it definitely affects teams, you know, just getting in the gym and shooting the ball every day. When you get out of routine, how's that going to affect you? We've had one practice. Thursday was our only practice we've had in the last week. So it's kind of compelling to see how you can play with, you know, not many days together in the gym and not hardly any days consecutively leading up to a game. It's, like I said, it just really throws off your rhythm. Might be some ugly basketball at times, but, you know, teams that, have a veteran squad can maybe lean on those veterans and find a way to come up and win games.
Cam will return to action tomorrow at home when they take on Woodbine. KSOM 96.5 will have a video only broadcast on Western Iowa Today TV of the game with myself, Zach Collins, and Austin West in the call with the pregame show around 5:40 p.m. I'm Zach Collins reporting.